guys, it's your girl Brittany here, CEO of Purpose Planner. I am going to dive right into this one because I want to keep it under 10 minutes. I do not want to go over, but I'm really excited to talk about this. Conquering being uncomfortable. I am 100% in a season right now that is uncomfortable, and I hate being uncomfortable, because that means things are changing. That means, you know, I have to shed my old skin and let go of what's familiar. And I'm human, you know. I like things around me that are familiar. I can recall earlier this summer when I had to move. Circumstances could have been way worse. Could have been a completely different circumstance, but it was just simply moving to a new condo, and I dreaded every moment of it, and it took a toll on my body. It took a toll on some of my friendships, and I did not transition well at all. In the midst of it, recognized that I needed to challenge my faith. My faith was getting really complacent. I was comfortable. I was very familiar with my surroundings and getting into a routine. And it's very opposite of what I always said as a child. I always said as a child that I would never have a routine. I would always, you know, I'll be here one day and, you know, somewhere else next week. And just, I always said that as a child. But I was so into this routine. I was comfortable. I was, you know, on surface level happy and just normal stuff. You know, your lease is up. You gotta go. you gotta move. And, the journey to finding a new place to live was exhausting. It was a lot of hard work. It was a lot of no's. It was a lot of possibilities. It was a lot of, I'm not sure. But I activated my faith. I prayed and I finally got a yes. And the yes ended up last minute being a no. Literally the day before I was supposed to move out. I got a phone call and it was just like, you know, the place that I was going to move into originally, it's like, oh, it's no longer on the market. And it's just like, well, I have to be out of my place by tomorrow. Like, what do you mean? And I freaked out. Like, I was just like, no. This is not how it's supposed to work out. Like, look, I've gotten over this hurdle of being uncomfortable. I've stopped complaining. I've accepted the reality. And this was supposed to be my yes. Like, how is this happening right now? And I remember going back and praying because, I mean, I had no choice. Like, I had to calm myself down. So I went back and I prayed. And I'm just like, okay, God, what do I need to learn right now? And one of the main things I learned in that season was that God always has me. God always works things out for my good. And my faith was on cruise control. And God was just like, nah, like, you need to work this faith out. It's lost some muscle. And so I got this like burst of energy and I'm like, I'm gonna find a home. I'm gonna find a home in my kind of environment. I am such a suburban girl now. Which is so funny too, because I would so live in New York City, but I'm a suburban girl. So I'm like, it needs to be in a suburban area. Da, da, da. And literally that night, I remember, there was another, condo available. I sent a text message and literally that night got everything signed, everything paid for. So the next day when the movers came, I had a home to move into. Now, it may not have been my first choice, But God made a way when it seemed like it was no way. And I activated my faith to a level that the new season that I was operating in, God just knew I was going to need it. And here I am. Here I am in November. All of this was back in like May of this year. And here I am in November. I am in a season where I need that muscle. I need that faith. And I can only imagine I am not the only person that has gone through something like this where you're just so uncomfortable in this season because things are changing. Things are different. Things are not familiar. You know, the old way that you would handle things is no longer working. And I recognize that it's not going to be a one-time thing. When it's time for you to go into a new season, you just automatically, the green light should go off in your head because you're uncomfortable. Things are not looking familiar. And I want to give you guys three things that'll help you kind of maneuver through this. As you go from season to season. Again, everything is not always going to work out when you're jumping from one season. I'm sorry, when you're growing into a new season. So like the things that worked previously are not going to necessarily work in your new season. But this is just like a soft foundation to help you through it. Number one, and this is not in any particular order, but number one, have your tribe. I definitely had people praying for me. I had people helping me between work and helping me look for a place and giving me options and helping me pack. Like, I had a tribe. Shout out to, her name is Brittany too. My girl Brittany, she's the owner of my brown box. And shout out to my big bro, Ryan, for just coming through. Like, I literally did not recognize myself. I was so stressed out. Like, my faith, I was so used to my faith being on cruise control that when it was time to work it out, I was physically tired. But again, God knows what's best for you. And I'm grateful that I had my tribe there to help me. So it wasn't something that I had to carry all on my own, if you guys can follow that. Meaning, they were there. Even if I didn't ask for help, they were there to help me. And I'm grateful for that. So number two, you absolutely have to feed your soul. If you do not feed your soul, you will not make it. You will get stuck. You will get stuck in a revolving door. I take that back. You will be on an escalator that leads nowhere. It's like, I'm almost coming up the escalator, and then you end up flopping right back down. Who wants to live a life like that? Because let me tell you, there is a reward once you get to that new level. And it's glorious. And there's no way I would have made it, you know. And there are other circumstances, too, that are far greater than, you know, trying to find a place to live. I'm just using that as an example. But without opening up my Bible, without watching sermons from Bishop T.D. Jakes and Stephen Furtick, without having the Bible app on my phone or watching even the people that you follow on social media, you know, I follow Heather Lindsay, like having and Sarah Jakes, like having those people on your social media feed is crucial because you never know when, you know, God is going to use them to drop a word of confirmation and peace that you need at that moment. So definitely consistently feed your soul. God will provide you with a revelation that will keep you going. And that's the thing when you're going through the process of getting to a new season, you have to endure it, and you cannot endure it on your own. You need the strength of the Lord to get you through. And then number three on the list, I'm over my 10-minute mark, but number three on the list, is you need to sit down alone and you need to find purpose in what you're going through. Find purpose in what you're going through, meaning what you're going through is not about you. If that's not a humbling, Kendrick Lamar, be humble. Sit down. Listen. What you are going through is not about you. It is so much bigger than you. It's so much bigger than you. And you have to trust that God is using you because he knows you can get through it. You just got to trust him. That's the major key alert. He knew this was going to happen before you was even born. Before your parents even thought about making you. So at some point, you just have to sit down and say, okay, Lord, what is the purpose of this? What do I need to learn? What are some things I need to shed in this season? Because clearly there's something I need to get rid of as well. Clearly there are some things I need to learn and take with me. There's some areas where I need to grow. And I get it. As humans, we are naturally resistant to change. But life is all about evolving, and it's continuous. It's not going to stop. You know, everybody always talks about, for example, you know, maybe you want to be a millionaire. In order to be a millionaire, you're going to have to go through some changes. That means you're going to have to learn how to manage $10, then learn how to manage $100, then learn how to manage $1,000. Y'all see where I'm going with this. You have to change and grow and adjust how you manage. And that's what going into new seasons is all about, learning how to adjust and honor where God has you and where he's taking you. I hope this helps. I hope you guys can conquer being uncomfortable because it ain't going nowhere. Change is like the stepsister you probably didn't want, but you end up loving it anyway, because every time change is coming, that means something good is on the horizon. Honor it, embrace it, sit with it, and just enjoy the process. Like, don't fight it. That's the last thing you want to do. So I hope this guys help. I hope this helps you guys. As always, you know, my podcast, we keep it real. Please feel free to message me on social media, and let's get this conversation going. Share it with somebody who, you know, is transitioning right now into a new season, and let them know that you are part of their tribe, and you know you want to see them, you want to see them exercise their faith and get to that new season, and you know, just be their best selves. Because that's what life is all about. Becoming your best self so your best self can help someone else. I love you guys. Again, I hope this was encouraging and it helped you. And I will holler at you on the flip side. Bye, guys.